Mesechtas Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. The rest of the Mishnahs in this Perek discuss an animal by the name of a Koi, and the Rav said, brings different opinions what the Koi was. There's a Machlekes, if the Koi was a wild ram, or if it was a hybrid between a goat and a female deer. And some say it was a different species completely, that's unknown to us, but regardless of whichever opinion it is, the Chachamim were mistapic, they were uncertain whether the status of this Kai was like a Chaya, which is a wild animal, like a deer is a Chaya, or if it was a behema, a domestic animal, like a sheep or a goat. And therefore, in the Halachas, there are different Halachas for a behema and Chaya, and this Kai practiced some of the Halachas of both. So Mishnah Ches, Kai Yesh Beidrachim Shavu L'Chaya. The Kai animal, in some ways, it's similar as halacha, similar to that of a Chaya, and this is going to be explained in the next Mishnah. V'Yesh Beidrachim Shavu L'Behema, and in some ways, it has halacha similar to that of a behema, domestic animal, which is going to be explained in Mishnah Yud. V'Yesh Beidrachim Shavu L'Behema L'Chaya. In some ways, it has halacha both like a behema and a Chaya. And in some ways, its halachas are neither like behema nor chaya. And these last two cases will be discussed in Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Tes. Ketzad shava l'chaya. How is a kai similar to a chaya? Dam ha'itayin kisei kedam chaya. The blood after a kai is slaughtered needs kisei adam, needs to be covered over with earth, just like that of a chaya. When we slaughter a chaya, a wild animal, or birds as well, we do kisei adam, we cover over their blood, but behemoths, domestic animals, don't have kisei adam. So a kai requires kisei adam, misafik, because possibly it is a chaya, and in that regard it's similar to a chaya. However, there is a difference over here, than the Mishnah says, ve'ein sheikhtun asei v'yamtiv, but we can't slaughter on yamtiv, because you can't use dirt. Dirt is muksa on yamtiv. And if one did shechta on yantiv, even though you're allowed to slaughter for food, certain malachas are allowed for food, but you won't have any dirt to cover it. Dirt's muksa, and you won't be able to cover it on yantiv. The Rav points out that there is a form of doing kisei adam on a regular chaya, and that's with ashes that were in the oven that were designated from before Shabbos to be used for kisei adam. So such a thing would allow a person to slaughter a regular chaya on yontif. However, when he's considering to use the ash for kisei adam, he's only considering to use it for something that's vadai, definitely obligated in kisei adam. But this designation doesn't go on something that's only suffic obligated in kisei adam, because potentially he doesn't need to do the kisei adam at all if a kai is really a behema, not a chaya, and therefore these ashes would not be allowed to be used for kisei adam on the kai. And so in this regard, a kai is different from a chaya, that he cannot ever have kisei adam on yontiv, whereas a chaya could have kisei adam with ashes that were designated for it on yontiv. The mission continues. V'chelbay metame b'tumas nevela kechayam. The fats of a dead kai is going to be considered a nevela, and will be metama, will transmit tuma just like that of a dead chaya. And in this way, it's similar to a chaya and different than a behema. However, b'tumasai b'safik, it's only a tuma misafik. It's because we have a doubt. We don't know if a kai is a chaya or a behema. And a third similarity, v'ein paidin by petach hamar, you cannot use the kai to redeem a firstborn donkey. There's a mitzvah of pinyan petach hamar to redeem a donkey with a domestic animal, a sheep or a goat. And a kai, since it's in question, it's potentially a chaya, it cannot be used to redeem the firstborn donkey, similar to that of a chaya, and different from a behemoth.